estamos tan bendecidos. I want you to pray with me. Quiero que oren conmigo. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Vamos a hacer algo un poquito diferente hoy. You know that once a month, una vez al mes, we take the Lord's Supper, tomamos la cena del Señor. This is a very special time, es un tiempo muy especial. But many times we do it at the end of the service, muchas veces lo hacemos al final del servicio. But I felt the Lord telling me to not wait. Sentí que el Señor me decía, no esperar, but to make it the main focus of our service today. Pero hacerlo el enfoque del servicio de hoy. The Lord's Supper, la cena del Señor. It has many names, tiene muchos nombres, but as you will see in the Bible in just a moment, van a ver en la Biblia en un momento, this is what the early Christians began to call this, the Lord's Supper. Los cristianos, primeros cristianos, empezaron a llamar este tiempo la cena del Señor. And it stuck, y se quedó así. Even though there's been other names like Eucharist, Eucaristo, Communion, Comunión, there's other names, hay otros nombres. But this is in the Bible, and I'm going to show you. Esto está en la Biblia. And what I want today is I want us to open our hearts, quiero que abremos nuestros corazones, to understand what is our response to the Lord's Supper. ¿Cuál debe ser nuestra respuesta a la cena del Señor? If you're walking with Jesus, what should be your response? Si estás caminando con el Señor, ¿qué debe ser tu respuesta? If you're not walking with Jesus, what should be your response? Si no estás caminando con el Señor, ¿qué debe ser respuesta? Or if you don't know much about Jesus, what can be your response? O si no sabes mucho de Jesús, ¿qué puede ser tu respuesta? But there is a response, pero hay una respuesta. And the Lord wants us to listen. El Señor quiere que escuchemos. He wants us to open our hearts. Quiere que abramos nuestros corazones. Because these aren't just physical elements. No solo son elementos físicos. They represent something greater, a greater spiritual truth. Representan una verdad espiritual mucho más grande. And they represent someone who can change everything. Y representan alguien que lo puede cambiar todo. Especially in your life and my life. Especialmente tu vida y mi vida. So I want to ask you to pray. This is a sacred time. Es un momento sagrado. I'm going to ask that we make sure that our phones are turned off. Voy a pedir que nuestros teléfonos sean apagados. That nothing would disturb this time. Que nada estorbe este tiempo. Because this is important. Porque es importante. So let's pray. Vamos a orar. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would take control of this time. Padre Celestial, pedimos que tomes control de este tiempo. We ask the Holy Spirit would move. Pedimos que el Espíritu Santo mueva, touching the heart of each one. Tocando el corazón de cada uno. Lord, if the enemy wants to interfere in any way, Lord, we cast him out. Si el enemigo quiere interferir, lo echamos para afuera. In the name of Jesus, en el nombre de Jesús. And Lord, we pray that only you would move now. Que solo tú muevas. And help us to focus on the truth of your word. Ayúdanos a enfocarnos en la verdad de tu palabra and the person of Jesus y la persona de Jesús. Because this is the Lord's Supper. Este es la cena del Señor. Help us to respond with faith. Ayúdanos a responder con fe. Help us to be restored in our relationship with you. Ayúdanos a ser restaurado en nuestra relación contigo. Help us to be healed. Ayúdanos a ser sanados. Help us to have intimacy with you. Ayúdanos a tener intimidad contigo. Help us to not just check out the door intellectually right now, emotionally or in any way. Ayúdanos a no irnos a otro lugar emocionalmente o mentalmente. Help us to see you. Ayúdanos a verte a ti. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Oramos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús. Amen. Amen. The Lord's Supper. La cena del Señor. Would you turn with me to your Bibles, to 1 Corinthians 11? Pueden buscar conmigo en sus Biblias, 1 Corintios 11. And we're really going to focus on two main passages today. 1 Corinthians 11, from 17 to about 32. 1 Corintios 11, del 17 como hasta el 32. and a little bit of Luke, un poquito de Lucas, you can find that the Bible has several places where it talks about the Lord's Supper. La Biblia menciona la cena del Señor en varios lugares. And also in Mark, Luke, Marcos, Luca, besides Corinthians, aparte de Corintios, Matthew, Mateo también, John, not as direct, Juan, pero no tan directo. Even Acts, Hechos. We'll actually look at one verse in Acts. Vamos a mirar un versículo en Hechos. But this is very important. Esto es algo muy importante. And I have to admit that as a pastor, sometimes I feel guilty that I haven't done enough to teach about the Lord's Supper. Y tengo que ser honesto que yo a veces, como pastor, me siento culpable que no he enseñado suficiente sobre la cena del Señor. That I haven't emphasized it enough, que no lo he enfatizado, how important and precious it is, cómo de importante y precioso es, and how powerful this is, y cómo de poderoso es esto. So I pray the Lord would do something in us today, something new and fresh, que el Señor haga algo nuevo y fresco through this time with Him, a través de este tiempo con Él. Because without the Lord, it has no true meaning. Sin el Señor no tiene verdadero significancia. But with Him, it's everything. Pero con Él es todo. So let's be open. And what I decided to do in your bulletin, in el boletín, you'll see the first few verses, 17 to 22, 17 al 22. And it might be weird why we're reading that part, but I'll explain why. ¿Por qué estamos leyendo eso? Because what you're going to read in just a moment is how not to do the Lord's Supper. Lo que van a leer en esta parte al principio es cómo no hacer la cena del Señor. And sometimes we can learn also by examples of how not to, right? A veces podemos aprender de ejemplos de cómo no hacer algo. So let's start as Paul is speaking to the Corinthians. Pablo hablando a los Corintios. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Corintios 11. Is everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? And as you know, we like to turn in our Bibles. Nos gusta buscar en nuestras Biblias. We want to learn how to use God's Word. Queremos aprender cómo usar la palabra del Señor. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. Wow. Ouch. Al darles las siguientes instrucciones, no puedo elogiarlos, ya que sus reuniones traen más perjuicio que beneficio. Qué tremendo. Verse 18. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. En primer lugar, oigo decir que cuando se reúnen como iglesia, hay divisiones entre ustedes, y hasta cierto punto lo creo. Division, división. Breaking the heart of God, quebrando el corazón de Dios. No doubt, verse 19, no doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. Sin duda tiene que haber grupos sectarios entre ustedes para que se demuestre quiénes cuentan la aprobación de Dios. 20. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. De hecho, cuando se reúnen, ya no es para comer la cena del Señor. And there we see it referred to, the Lord's Supper, la cena del Señor. This is what the church would call it and continue to call it for hundreds of years, even to this day. Lo que la iglesia lo comenzó a llamar y ha seguido. Por cientos de años. And verse 21, for as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anyone else. One remains hungry, another gets drunk. Wow. Porque cada uno se adelanta a comer su propia cena, de manera que unos se quedan con hambre mientras otros se emborrachan. Qué tremendo. Verse 22, don't you have homes to eat and drink in, or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? Certainly not. Y disculpe que en español dejé el 22 afuera, pero si están en sus Biblias, ahí está. ¿Acaso no tienen cosas, perdón, acaso no tienen casas donde comer y beber? ¿O es que menosprecian a la iglesia de Dios y quieren avergonzar a los que no tienen nada? ¿Qué les diré? ¿Voy a elogiarlos por esto? Claro que no. May God bless the reading of His Word to our hearts and minds. Que el Señor bendiga la lectura de su palabra en nuestras mentes y corazones. Amén. So the Lord's Supper, la cena del Señor. Let me give you a little background first. Déjame darles un poquito de fondo. Where does this celebration come from? ¿De dónde viene esta celebración of the elements? It comes from something that the Bible in the Old Testament calls Passover. Viene de una celebración en el Antiguo Testamento que se llama la Pascua. In Exodus 12, you can make a note, read it later, but Exodus 12 tells you all about it. And it's the time where the people of Israel were slaves. They were in bondage in Egypt. Es cuando el pueblo de Israel eran esclavos en Egipto. How many of you know the story of Moses going to Pharaoh? ¿Cuántos conocen la historia de Moisés y el faraón? Right? Let my people go. Libera mi pueblo. Right? God was going to use Moses to set the people free. Dios iba a usar a Moisés a liberar a la gente. And God sent 10 plagues. Dios mandó 10 plagas because the heart of Pharaoh got hard. El corazón de Faraón se endureció. And he did not want to let the people go. Y no quería soltar a la gente. But then there was one final plague. Había una plaga final. The worst, el peor. And it was the angel of death, el ángel de Dios, was going to descend. Iba a descender. And every home, cada hogar, that did not have the blood of the lamb, que no tenía la sangre del cordero, because God had instructed them to sacrifice a lamb. Dios los había instruido a sacrificar una oveja, and to cover the doorpost, right? This lamb, una oveja, and to cover the doorpost with that blood. Y cubrir la apertura de la puerta con la sangre. So that every home that the angel went over that had the blood of the lamb on the door, que para que cada hogar que iba el ángel y que se cubría esa sangre en la puerta, the angel would pass over. El ángel iba a pasar sobre encima. Por eso en inglés hasta está mejor esa palabra, pero ni modo, es Passover, porque describe. That's why in English that word is so great, Passover. We don't have that in Spanish, where it literally describes what happened. And any home that did not have the blood, cualquier hogar que no tenía la sangre, the firstborn would die. El primer nacido del hogar iba a morir. Including animals, incluyendo animales. Let me tell you, the people of God took this very serious. El pueblo de Dios lo tomó serio. But in Egypt, that next morning, there were many mothers crying. En Egipto, la próxima mañana, había muchas madres llorando. The judgment of God had come on Egypt. El juicio de Dios había venido. And let me tell you, the Pharaoh finally said, go, leave. El faraón les dijo, váyanse. They even gave them gold, hasta les dieron oro. Go, váyanse. Why do I mention this? ¿De qué lo menciono? Because this is what Jesus was about to celebrate with the disciples. Esto era lo que iba a celebrar Jesús con los discípulos. This was the time of year where people celebrated. The Israelites celebrated the Passover. Era el tiempo del año que los judíos celebraban la Pascua. But Jesus was going to bring a new definition. Pero Jesús iba a traer una nueva definición. He was going to give you the ultimate fulfillment. Él iba a dar el cumplimiento máximo. Because he, the Bible teaches, is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Él es el Cordero de Dios que toma el pecado del mundo. That's what his cousin John said, right? John the Baptist, Juan el Bautista, said, behold, the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world, el Cordero que toma el pecado del mundo. So Jesus on the cross, Jesús en la cruz, he became the sacrifice. Él fue el sacrificio. And when we apply him to our life, cuando lo aplicamos a nuestra vida, in faith, en fe, when we say, Jesus, would you come into my life, have mercy. Señor Jesús, venga a mi vida, ten misericordia. Forgive me of my sins, perdóname por mis pecados, by your blood, por tu sangre. And Jesus covers us, Jesús nos cubre. So the judgment of God, el juicio de Dios, passes over us, nos pasa por encima. How many of you think that's good news? ¿Cuántos de ustedes creen que esa es buena noticia? Amén. So when you see the Lord's Supper, you see something incredible. Cuando ven la cena del Señor, ven algo poderoso. This cup, esta copa, representing the new covenant, Jesus said, representando el nuevo pacto. Sealed in his blood, sellado por su sangre. This bread representing his body. este pan representando su cuerpo, that was broken, que fue quebrantado por nosotros. And we drink what we drink of the vine, lo que tomamos de la viña, represents his blood, representa su sangre, that was spilled for us, derramada por nosotros. We weren't good enough. We'll never be good enough. Nunca vamos a ser suficiente. But Jesus was the only one who could give a sacrifice that was good enough to pay for our sins. Él es el único que podía dar un sacrificio puro, santo, sin blema, que podía cubrir nuestros pecados. Holy, perfect. In just a little bit, there'll be an opportunity to take of these elements. En un poquito va a haber la oportunidad de tomar de estos elementos. But I want us for just a moment to understand how important they are. Pero quiero que entendamos lo importante, so that when we come with all the love. Cuando vengamos, vengamos con todo el amor. All the reverence, toda la reverencia. All the honor and glory wanting to go to God. Toda la honra y gloria que vaya al Señor. This is not about focusing on us. Esto no se trata de enfocarnos en nosotros. It's about focusing on Jesus. Se trata de enfocarnos en Jesús. So what do we learn about the Lord's Supper? ¿Qué aprendemos de la cena del Señor? We learn, the first thing we learn is that the Lord's Supper is essential to the church. You can fill it out in the blanks if you want. Lo pueden llenar en los espacios. Whatever you would like to do. Lo que quieran hacer. But the Lord's Supper is essential to the church. La cena del Señor es esencial para la iglesia. It's not optional. No es opcional. I can't be like, well, I guess whenever I get to it, cuando sea que, it's essential. Es esencial. In our relationship, en nuestra relación. Not for salvation, no para salvación, but in to go deeper and higher, para ir más alto y profundo. We can't go deeper and higher in Jesus. No podemos ir más alto y profundo en Jesús if we don't get this, if we don't live this, if it doesn't come inside. Si no lo vivimos, si no entra en nosotros. The way he wants us to understand and to live him. La manera que él quiere que lo entendamos y lo vivamos. Would you turn with me to Acts 2:42? Keep a finger maybe there on 1 Corinthians 11. Dejen el dedo ahí en 1 Corintios 11. Y miren conmigo en Hechos 2:42. I want you to see how essential it is. Quiero que vean lo esencial que era. That after the Holy Spirit came to the church, después que vino el Espíritu Santo, and they spoke in many languages, y hablaron en muchos lenguajes, that we do here, right? Nosotros lo hacemos aquí. Isn't that great? They started meeting in homes. Empezaron a reunirse en hogares. And there were four things that they dedicated themselves to. Habían cuatro cosas que se dedicaron. And look what it says. In Acts 2:42 and Hechos 2:42. Everybody there? They devoted themselves. Así pues, perdón. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. That's number one. And to the fellowship. Two, to the breaking of bread, which is referring to the Lord's Supper, believe it or not, and to prayer. Y así pues los que recibieron su mensaje fueron bautizados, perdón, el 42, se mantenían firmes en la enseñanza de los apóstoles, ese era el primero, en la comunión, en el partimiento del pan y en la oración. Pero esa palabra comunión debería de ser compañerismo, porque el partimiento del pan ahí está hablando de la cena del Señor. Now, they dedicated themselves. Se dedicaron. Let me tell you why it's not just a meal. Déjame decirles porque no solo es una comida. Because there someone could read it. Alguien lo puede leer and say, oh, they dedicated themselves to just breaking bread. Se dedicaron solo a quebrar pan, a romper el pan. Like good Baptists, right? Como buenos bautistas. No, it was more. Because later on in verse 46, we see that they shared food. En el 46 vemos que compartían comida, but they dedicated themselves. And imagine the other three, right? What are the other three? ¿Qué son los otros tres? The teaching of God's word, la enseñanza de la palabra de Dios. Should we dedicate ourselves to the teaching of God's word? ¿Debemos dedicarnos a la enseñanza de la palabra de Dios? Amén. You want a healthy church? Then that's what we have to dedicate ourselves to. And we take that seriously here.
Si queremos tener una iglesia saludable, una vida saludable, tenemos que dedicarnos a la enseñanza de la palabra de Dios.
And what else did they dedicate themselves to? To prayer, right?
También a la oración.
If we want a healthy church, a healthy life, a healthy family,
si queremos una iglesia saludable, una vida saludable, una familia saludable, we need to make prayer essential too. Debemos que dedicarnos a la oración.
And also, the word that we love to use here, koinonia.
What does koinonia mean? ¿Qué significa koinonia?
Amen. We're learning. Compañerismo.
Koinonia.
That means sharing life together, compartiendo la vida juntos. That's why we have koinonia groups that meet in homes.
Por eso tenemos grupos de koinonia que se reúnen en hogares.
Because how can you share life if you only come to church together on Sundays?
¿Cómo podemos compartir la vida si solo nos reunimos aquí los domingos?
Is it important to be together on Sundays?
¿Es importante estar juntos los domingos?
Please say yes.
Por favor, digan sí.
It is. We celebrate what God has done all week.
Celebramos lo que Dios hizo toda la semana.
But it's very important that we also have koinonia together during the week.
Pero es importante que tengamos koinonia en la semana.
So who are your koinonia partners here?
¿Cuáles son tus socios de koinonia aquí?
If you don't have 2, 3, 4, 5 people that you get together with in koinonia during the week, I want to help you do that.
Si tú no tienes unas 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 que te reúnes con ellos en koinonia en la semana, yo te quiero ayudar a que tú tengas eso.
Does everybody want that? ¿Todos lo quieren?
Well, let's work on it together.
Trabajemos en eso. How many of you think that's a blessing? It's a blessing for you right now. Para ustedes es una bendición en este momento.
Gloria a Dios.
Can I hear the amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's good. Es bueno. Not just because the pastor says it, right?
No solo porque lo dice el pastor.
But God's word too, right?
La palabra de Dios.
So now, the fourth thing was the Lord's Supper.
Lo cuarto era la cena del Señor.
This was essential.
Era esencial.
The church cannot be the church without the Lord's Supper.
La iglesia no puede ser la iglesia sin la cena del Señor.
So, why is it essential? What else? Because Jesus commanded it.
Jesús lo ordenó.
Jesus commanded it. Look with me in Luke 22, 19.
Lucas 22, 19.
The second part, la segunda parte. Jesus speaking, Jesús hablando, speaking of the bread, hablando del pan. Let's just read the whole verse, why not? And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Not a suggestion.
He said, he gave them the instruction. Do this. He commanded it. He instructed it.
Y lo leemos en español.
20. De la misma manera tomó la copa después de la cena y dijo, esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre que es derramada por ustedes. Perdón, y el 21. Pero sepan que la... Oh, me salté. Gracias, hermana. 19. También tomó pan y después de dar gracias lo partió, se lo dio a ellos y dijo, este pan es mi cuerpo entregado por ustedes. Hagan esto en memoria de mí.
Háganlo.
Háganlo.
No es una sugerencia. Jesús lo ordenó.
So if you're a believer,
eres creyente,
this is something you should take serious.
Es algo que lo debe de tomar en serio.
Do you know what else Jesus commanded?
¿Saben qué más ordenó Jesús?
That we should be baptized.
Que debemos de ser bautizados if you're following Jesus. Si sigues a Jesús.
If you're following Jesus, you do what he says.
Si estás siguiendo a Jesús, haces lo que él dice.
See, following Jesus is more than just attending church Sundays.
Seguir a Jesús es más solo venir los domingos.
It means that we lay down our life and say, here it is, Jesus.
nosotros rendimos nuestras vidas y decimos, aquí está Jesús. Wherever you go, I'll go. Donde sea que tú vayas, yo voy a ir. Wherever you tell me to go, I'll go. Donde tú dices que yo vaya, yo voy a ir. Because everything I have is yours. Porque todo lo que tengo es tuyo. Why else is it important? Why else is it essential? ¿Por qué es esencial? Because it unites us. The table, la mesa, it unites us. Nos une. See, when we all come to the table, we're all the same. Cuando venimos a la mesa, todos estamos igual. See, in the Corinthian church, Paul reprimanded them. Pablo los reprendió a los corintios because some of them were really rich. Algunos eran muy ricos. And some of them were really poor. They were slaves. Algunos eran muy pobres y esclavos. And the rich people would get there first. Y los ricos llegaban antes. And they would bring all the good food. Y venían todo lo bueno. And they would eat and eat. Y comían y comían. And then they would drink the wine. Y bebían el, bebían el vino. And they would get drunk. Y se emborrachaban. So by the time that the poor people came, cuando ya venían los pobres, there was nothing. Ya no había nada. And Paul said, this is not the Lord's Supper. Esto no es la cena del Señor. This isn't what this is about. What's interesting is when we come to this table, cuando venimos a esta mesa, it doesn't matter how rich you are, no importa lo rico que eres. It doesn't matter how smart you are, que inteligente, how poor you are, que pobre. It doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. We're all the same in Jesus. Todos somos igual en Jesús. Amén. Doesn't matter what language we speak. No importa el lenguaje. Because this is the Lord's table. Come as you are. Ven como estás. But the key is to follow Jesus. La clave es seguir a Jesús. Do you want to follow Jesus? Then come to the table. Ven a la mesa. You know what we don't do? We don't prohibit people from participating. Now, be careful and listen carefully. No prohibimos que la gente participe. That's not our job. No es nuestro trabajo. But it is your job in just a moment to examine your heart. Es tu responsabilidad examinar tu corazón whether you should come. Si tú deberías de venir. But we have an opportunity to respond, each one of us. Cada uno de nosotros podemos responder. But what's important is that we all see the power of the table. Es importante que todos miremos el poder de la mesa. I'm glad when people that aren't believers come. Yo estoy contento cuando vienen creyentes que no creen. Because this is the way that they can see who Jesus is. Ellos pueden ver quién es Jesús. Now some of you are getting a little nervous. I'll explain a little more. Algunos están poniendo nerviosos. Pero voy a explicar. Read with me 1 Corinthians 11:33. Vamos a leer 1 Corintios 11:33. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. Así que, hermanos míos, cuando se reúnan para comer, espérense unos a otros. Jesus wants us to be united. El Señor quiere que seamos unidos. In the church in Corinthian, there were divisions. Habían divisiones en la iglesia. And Paul said, I cannot commend you for that. No puedo aprobar de eso. And you know where divisions come from? They come from the hardness of man's heart. Las divisiones vienen de la dureza del corazón del hombre. See, when you let your heart get hard, you start looking at everything that's different about other people, different than you. Cuando tu corazón está duro, tú empiezas a ver todo lo que es diferente de otra gente. Oh, they're taller than me, son más altos. They're skinnier than me, son más delgados. They're prettier than me, son más guapos. They're richer than me, son más ricos. They speak another language, hablan otro lenguaje. We start looking at all the differences. Estamos mirando las diferencias. And guess what? When we start doing that, cuando comenzamos a hacer eso, boom, we're one step away from division. Estamos a un paso de la división. But you know what? Jesus brings us together. Jesús nos trae juntos. Because he says, don't focus on the differences. No se enfoquen en las diferencias. Focus on Jesus that is the same in us. Enfócate en Jesús que es igual para nosotros. Is he not the Savior for all of us? ¿No es el Salvador para todos nosotros? Then why do we allow divisions? ¿Por qué permitimos divisiones? Jesus desires for us to be united in him. Jesús quiere que seamos unidos en él. And you know what? If there's a division in your heart, si hay una división en tu cuerpo, you know what you need to do? You need to confess it to the Lord right now. Lo debes de confesar. If you have an issue with a people group that's not your people group, you need to confess it to the Lord. Si tienes un problema con un grupo de gente que no es tu gente, tú debes de confesarlo al Señor. Because that only creates division. Solo crea divisiones. I'm so thankful that in this church, we have people from all over the world. Estoy agradecido que en esta iglesia tenemos gente de todo el mundo. De varios lugares en el mundo. A lot of places in the world. Because you know what? That's what heaven's going to be like. Así va a ser el cielo. Amen? The next thing, it's sacred. Es sagrado. And I want us to read just a little more. Verse 27-32. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Ahora bien, ustedes son el cuerpo de Cristo, y cada uno es miembro. Oh, perdón, me salté, va. No hay problema, a veces me sucede. Verse 11-27. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Por lo tanto, cualquiera que coma el pan o beba de la copa del Señor de manera indigna será culpable de pecar contra el cuerpo y la sangre del Señor. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. Así que cada uno debe examinarse a sí mismo antes de comer del pan y beber de la copa. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. Porque al que come y bebe sin discernir el cuerpo, come y bebe su propia condena. Now if you keep reading to 32, si siguen leyendo hasta 32, we see the consequence. Miramos la consecuencia. There are some that got sick. Algunos se enfermaron. Some even died. Algunos hasta murieron. Because they were coming to take the Lord's Supper with the wrong intentions. Venían y tomaban la cena del Señor con malas intenciones. They had not gotten right with the Lord. No se habían ellos puesto bien con el Señor. They had not confessed sin. No habían confesado su pecado. They had come with the wrong attitude. Habían venido con la actitud incorrecta. See, this part is talking to believers. Esta parte está hablándole a creyentes, and that God disciplined them, y que Dios los disciplinó, so that they would not come in judgment like the world, para que no sean ellos enjuiciados como el mundo, because the Lord would rather take us out as his children than let us continue to be on earth sinning. Que el Señor prefiere llevarnos de una sola vez que nosotros como sus hijos sigamos pecando y siendo desobedientes. Now that may sound scary, suene sonar un poco asusto, but it's there in the word. Pero está en la palabra. It was talking to believers. Estaba hablando de a creyentes. Is this sacred? ¿Es sagrado este tiempo? Amen? How many of you have heard of Moses and the burning bush? ¿Cuántos han escuchado de Moisés? ¿Y cómo se dice? Ardiente. La zarza. Ardiente, ¿no? La zarza ardiente. I always like learning new things. And God was there. Estaba Dios, ¿no? And he spoke to Moses. Le habló a Moisés. And you know what he told him? He said, take off your sandals. Remuévate las sandalias. Because you are standing on holy ground. Estás parado en territorio sagrado. This is sacred. This is holy. Esto es sagrado. Es santo. It's not a game. No es un juego. This is serious. Es algo serio. Do you see how there were some that even got sick and died? Algunos se enfermaron y murieron. Because they did not understand that this was sacred. So when I say we don't prohibit, cuando decimos que no prohibimos, it's not up to us to prohibit. No es nosotros prohibir. It's between you and God. Está entre tú y Dios. Are you following Jesus? ¿Estás siguiendo a Jesús? Come, ven. Are you serious? ¿Estás serio? Have you given to him what you need to? ¿Le has entregado lo que tienes que entregar? Or is there something in your heart you haven't given to the Lord? ¿Hay algo en tu corazón que no le has entregado? Give it to him and then come. Entrégaselo y ven. This is holy ground. It's sacred. Es sagrado.
Would you look for, with me to Luke 22:14? Lucas 22:14. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? This is referring to that first place, the upper room, where this happened with the disciples, donde él recibió con los discípulos esta cena, this supper, where he instituted it, él lo instituyó, él lo estableció. And the disciples were there. Los discípulos estaban ahí. You know what's interesting about this picture? ¿Saben lo que es interesante de este retrato? This is probably not what it looked like. Probablemente no era lo como se miraba. In fact, as they've gone back and they've studied more, entre más han estudiado, they were probably more like on the floor. Estaban más en el suelo. They might have cushions. Tal vez tenían almohaditas, no sé. But they were together. And imagine the idea of a T. Una letra T. And so Jesus could be over here, and everybody, sorry, at the head, él en la cabeza, and everybody wanted to be right to his right. Cada uno quería tener esta posición. But some could be way over here. Pero algunos podían estar acá. And so there could be a little conversation over here, puede haber una conversación aquí, that maybe the people over here didn't hear. That's why they say that Jesus was able to say to Judas, right? The one that would betray, que Jesús le pudo decir a Judas, el que lo iba a engañar, and not everybody necessarily heard it. Y no necesariamente todos lo escucharon. The point is this, that during that time, durante ese tiempo, this was for his disciples. Esto era para sus discípulos. The Lord's Supper is for those who follow him. La cena del Señor es para aquellos que lo siguen. Because we read in verse 14, lo leemos en el 14, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles or disciples reclined at the table. Cuando llegó la hora, Jesús y sus apóstoles se sentaron a la mesa. And again, using that word table, we think modern table. Usando esa palabra de mesa, pensamos aquí la mesa moderna. But their experience was probably different from their culture. Su experiencia era diferente. But what's the point? Whether we have a table like this or the old school, no importa si la mesa es así o esa, what's important is that we recognize that Jesus, it's his supper. Lo importante es que reconocemos que Jesús es su cena. Amén? And that we come with our hearts open to him, que vengamos con nuestros corazones abiertos a él. So if you're not a follower of Jesus, si no eres un seguidor de Jesús, you should probably just observe. Es más probable que es mejor que observes. Ask the Lord to help you. Ayuda, pida al Señor que te ayude to discern, discernir. Examine our hearts, right? Examinando nuestros corazones. Then let's move. We're almost to the end. Casi llegamos. 1 Corinthians 11:23. 1 Corinthians 11:23. And let's just go to verse 24, el versículo 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Y después de dar gracias, lo partió y dijo, este pan es mi cuerpo que por ustedes entrego. Hagan esto en memoria de mí. When we take of the Lord's Supper, we should be thinking about Jesus. Cuando tomamos la cena del Señor, debemos de pensar en Jesús. Not in what I'm going to do tomorrow, no lo que voy a hacer mañana. Not how good my lunch is going to be 30 minutes from now. No lo bueno que va a ser mi almuerzo, 30 minutos. But about Jesus, Jesús. Remembering the pain he went through for us. Recordando el dolor que pasó por nosotros. Remembering his love. Recordando su amor. Remembering as he was on the cross and la cruz, and then he would say, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. Padre, perdónalos porque no saben lo que hacen. Remembering his sacrifice, recordando su sacrificio, but remembering his life, recordando su vida, and remembering what Jesus has done in your life. Y
y recordando lo que Jesús ha hecho en tu vida. Every time we come to the table, we should remember him. Cada vez que venimos a la mesa, lo recordamos a él. So when you take the elements and go back, focus on him. Cuando tomes los elementos y vas de regreso, enfócate en él. While we wait to take it together, mientras lo esperamos que todos lo tomemos, let's just think about him. Not talking to our neighbor, no hablando de nuestro vecino, not checking our phone, no chequeando nuestro teléfono, but just thinking about Jesus and what he did. Pensando en Jesús y lo que él hizo por nosotros. And one last thing, lo último. It proclaims the cross. The Lord's Supper proclaims the cross. La cena del Señor proclama la cruz. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. 1 Corinthians 11, 26. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 26, porque cada vez que comen este pan y beben de esta copa, proclaman la muerte del Señor hasta que Él venga. The cross. You know, I know right now we have that screen covering it, but there's a cross behind there. Yo sé que tenemos algo cubriendo la cruz. Maybe, can we go up with that, Brother Robert? Can we go up with that? Just the middle screen. Just the screen. And that's okay if it doesn't come up. It's all right. I've got the picture. Every time we come to the table, cada vez que miramos, venimos a la mesa, we remember the cross. Recordamos la cruz. But we proclaim the cross. Proclamamos la cruz. We're proclaiming the Lamb, Jesus, the Lamb of the world. Jesus, the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Jesús, el Cordero de Dios, que toma el pecado del mundo. You see why the cross is empty? ¿Ven por qué la cruz está vacía? Because Jesus isn't there anymore. Ya no está Jesús. We don't have crosses with the body of Jesus on it. No tenemos cruces con el cuerpo de Cristo. Because, see, Jesus is resurrected. Jesús es resucitado. He's defeated death. Él ha vencido la muerte. He is risen. Él vive. And when we see the cross, we proclaim the sacrifice of Jesus. Y cuando ponemos la cruz, proclamamos el sacrificio de Jesús. We don't worship the cross. Nosotros no adoramos la cruz. But we proclaim the sacrifice that was made on it. Pero proclamamos el sacrificio que fue hecho en la cruz. Do you believe that Jesus sacrificed his life for you? ¿Tú crees que Jesús sacrificó su vida por él, por ti? Because that's the key. If you don't believe that, then this means nothing. Si no crees eso, esto no significa nada. Because if he is the Son of God, si él es el Hijo de Dios, God in the flesh, Dios en carne, he is the Savior, es el Salvador, the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice for your sin, el sacrificio perfecto por tu pecado, and he died for your sins, y él murió por tus pecados, and he rose again on the third day, y él venció la muerte y resucitó el tercer día, then this means everything. Esto significa todo para nosotros. Aleluya, praise the Lord. So when we come, sometimes there should be tears. Sometimes. Cuando vengamos, tal vez a veces va a haber llantos. Let them be happy tears, que sean llantos de gozo. And also, that we're not worthy. We're not worthy. Nosotros no somos merezosos, valiosos to come. But Jesus is. And he makes the way for us to come. Él hace la manera para que vengamos. We come through faith in Jesus. Nosotros venimos por medio de fe en Jesús. I'm not good enough, but Jesus is. Yo no soy suficiente, pero Jesús lo es. He represents me. Él me representa. He's my lawyer. Él es mi abogado. I can come because he's carrying me to the front. Yo puedo venir porque él me carga aquí. Cena del Señor. Let's pray. Vamos ahora.
in just a moment, I'm going to ask that our music and worship team, nuestro equipo de adoración y música vengan, pero let's pray. Vamos a orar.